The Daily's Talk... Oh, that was rough, wasn't it? It's the Daily Talk Show. Josh Jansen is my name.
My name's Tommy Jacket.
And this is episode 86 of the show where we have a chat.
Yeah, we do. And sometimes we butcher the intro. Yeah.
And we should actually do something going a bit meta. It'd be good to, in a few words, be able to describe what the show is.
Yeah, great side note.
We'll do that. We'll add that to the Trello. Well, talking about the interviews, for instance, we don't want to interview. Even calling it interviews annoys me. We have guests on the show and we fucking chat. But we're not doing Tim Ferriss overthinking fucking questionnaire type of stuff.
He's a weird dude. Yeah. But I like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Being weird is the key these days.
How about this? I remember in 2011 going to, I think it was 2011, going to an event that was had Tim Ferriss attending, also had Richard Branson, and it was at
who were you more excited to see?
Tim Ferriss. And because I'd actually seen Richard Branson, I actually used to do a bunch of work for Virgin when it was at V Australia.
Okay.
And I went to a I was working through an agency, and Richard Branson was holding an event to celebrate the launch of the route to go to Johannesburg.
Okay.
And so they held a big event at Werribee Mansion. And so I was doing the film for V Australia, which included me filming Richard Branson heaps.
How close did you get to him?
Like how far we are.
Did you say anything to him?
I'm sure I gave him a little bit of direction here and there.
Do you know
Richard over here?
Do you know the story? It's a mutual friend of ours, of their interaction with Richard Branson.
No.
This is secondhand. No, he told me, actually.
You don't have to say the person's name. Just
no, it's Leon. Okay. We're going to get him on the podcast.
Okay, yeah, great.
Guest of the show.
Leon Shergren.
Yeah.
He's got his own podcast, Am I Funny?
Fucking funny.
Yeah,
he's funny. Great story being told right there. Anyway, when we worked together on the street team at Fox FM, and you ride the lifts there, and every now and then there might be someone coming to do an interview with the radio stars, and you get in the lift with them.
Yeah,
I can't even remember. But I think I was in the lift with a few celebs, and anyway, Leon got into the lift, and there's Richard Branson.
It's a good one.
You know what he said to him?
What Richard said to Leon said to Richard? What?
How's the weather? It was something about the weather, and he's like, "I fucked it." I've never forgot the story because it's like, what do you say to Richard Branson when you're in an elevator with him?
Well, that's when you need your elevator pitch, isn't it?
Totally. What would you do in the situation? Now, you know, you're not in a work environment. You're literally just in a place.
Yeah. I would actually say, I don't think you're experiencing this now, Richard, but how fucking cool is it that I'm in a lift with you right now? That's probably what I would say.
That's really good. I reckon you'd appreciate it too.
Yeah. Like, you're probably not vibing like I am right now. I know it's probably not meaning much to you. But, I had that example where I got Matt Mullenweg, the lead developer of WordPress.
You told this story.
Yeah, I got him on my podcast, and it was through that very quick type of interaction.
Well, you were walking past him.
Yeah, walking past him. Hey, Matt. Do you need to know how to get to where you're going?
Yeah, that's cool. There was a real connection there. I was at the airport going through with Naomi Simpson. You know who she is? We should see if we can get her on the
potty. On the ING ads?
She is the founder of Red Balloon.
That's such a funny connection that I made then.
But maybe she is. I don't fucking know.
No, she's not.
She's not on the ads?
But she's got red hair, doesn't she?
It's blondie. She was in red.
Yeah,
she's very well branded.
Yeah, that's why I got confused. The ING lady's always dressed up in orange. But yeah, no, I do know. Like now that you're saying it, I feel like I remember seeing her LinkedIn profile picture all in red.
I was in a moment of my life when I saw her at the airport. Of really, you know, I need to fucking push myself and really put myself out of my comfort.
What was the video that went viral that you just posted?
Rejection therapy.
So this is a bit of rejection therapy.
I think it was around the time that I made that.
Fuck.
And I thought, and I didn't do it.
Naomi, here's $10.
No. the thing is, I never said anything. And I kicked myself. I don't know what I was going to say. It was something around, you know, I create content and I want to.
No.
I don't know. I didn't have it right, I'm so really I didn't glad do it. That you didn't. I think I read the situation well where I didn't do it. But it is interesting when you have a moment where you could have cut through.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it's about have a moment to have a conversation and you just need that thing that will cut through.
Well, that's what I'm excited to listen to. Matt Diavella hasn't put it out yet, but he's got a great podcast called The Ground Up Show. And an episode I'm excited about is with a guy named Babin who does all video content for Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh, yes.
Who is a marketing dude, if you don't know, in New York City. And Diavella sort of sold the podcast as Babin says how his life changed through in an Uber with Gary. So it must have been a similar case where it's like he fucking said, hey, this is what I want to do.
Mm.
So I'm interested to hear what that actual story was.
I mean, it's creating it's a connection.
Mm.
I don't know. I think for the amount of times it'll be happening, someone trying this trick, who's pulling it off is probably few and far between.
You don't want to be too transactional about it. I remember when I was 12 years old on a flight to Hamilton Island and I sat next to someone who I watched on TV every single day as a kid.
Who was it again?
Jeff Jans.
Chef.
The chef. He's the one in the tuna ads.
Real tan dude.
Yeah. Well, it's because of his nationality, you idiot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's, I don't know what nationality, but yeah, he...
Hang on. To my defense, it looks like he just lives on the Gold Coast, surfs every day.
Sure.
He looks fucking healthy.
Yeah. No, he's got a great...
Fabulous.
I haven't actually seen him in a while. I should, like, as in, not that I catch up with him, but just, I mean, on TV and
stuff.
Well,
you did sit next to him.
I sat next to him and I got a video. Fuck, I need to get it from my VCD that I, like, burnt.
Yes, yes.
Because I couldn't do DVDs because it wasn't a DVD burner. And it's just me and I'm sitting on the plane and Mum got this footage. I'm like, it's Josh here and I'm sitting next to Jeff Jans.
Oh, no.
And then he waves and then I have this balloon effect where it transitions off to the next shot.
Wow.
But as a 12-year-old, you can fucking get away with it.
You're 12.
They just like...
You haven't even got nuts yet.
Yeah, he would have. And I said, he said that he was into... I didn't... The thing was, I think the reason it was okay was because I was so nervous about this. I was just like... Fucking act cool, Josh. Act cool.
I know your heart starts going.
Yeah, I was just like, and it wasn't until we started landing. I feel like the landing is a perfect time to have any conversation with anyone because you then.
Mm.
That's probably a good tip. Rather than if you're on a flight, you're next to someone that you want to do some sort of deal or transaction with or you want to speak to, I would say the most polite thing you can do is the last 10 minutes because they're getting ready to get off the plane. If it doesn't go well, you're not sitting there awkwardly. If it does go really well, it extends the conversation beyond that sort of convo. So
yeah, I flew up to Brisbane with a friend of mine. We were working. And this lovely American guy was sitting next to me. My friend was sitting at the window. I was smack bang in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really sort of big, presenced, you know, real thick American accent, just tall. And he offered like, you want me to put your brag up there, sir? Something like that.
Yeah,
it was a shit accent.
Yeah, that was really
good.
But
he was so lovely. And we were just chatting and then like at the end anyway, the person I was with like exchanged business cards because there was some synergies around the business that they both
synergies.
Do. And fuck, we worked out.
Donald Trump.
CEO of the second biggest logistics company in America.
Yeah, wow.
Big dick.
Big dick. And that's coming from two dicks.
But you never know who you're sitting next to.
Yeah. Well, I think that it irks me a little bit, that idea of like treat everyone, you know, with respect because you never know who they are.
Yeah, if you want something
first
from
bit,
them.
Yeah, I like the first bit, but the second bit's really gross.
Bit slimy.
It's a bit slimy. It's like, it's the idea that, like be nice to them just in case that they're like got something to offer you.
What do you got for me?
Yeah.
Fuck, Amy gave Amy's got a candle business,
mm-hmm.
flossymossy.com.
What's the Instagram?
Flossie Mossy, Flossie dot Mossy, and the Facebook's Flossie Mossy was taken.
F L O S S Y M O S S Y.
Correct.
Yeah.
Awesome candles. I mean, you just don't burn them here. We've got another candle going right here. No,
that's okay. Well, we've got to use what we've already bought.
Yeah, so. True. Anyway, she where she works, they burn them all throughout their business.
Yeah, great.
So we give them some nice corporate rates.
Lovely.
And someone walked in, a girl who worked there, and said, oh, these smell beautiful. And then Amy's like, oh, are you going to blah, blah, blah? Anyway, can you take this candle and to drop it off for me to this other place? And anyway, she's like, oh, do you make these? And she's like, yeah, it's my business. It's Flossie Mossy. Oh, amazing. And Amy gave her a card.
Yeah.
And then that was that. And then Amy's walking later that day in the kitchen, and on the ground, her fucking card. She'd only given out one, and it was to this girl, and she just dropped it on the ground. And so Amy picked it up, and she, you know, like I think Amy's great, because what I think I've passed on to her is confrontation. She actually went and... she thought about how to approach it, and I think it went like this. Sorry, Amy, if I'm butchering it. But she said, when she saw her, she said, I'm a bit sad.
Oh, no.
Why? Because I found my business card that you dropped.
I'm guessing the girl accidentally dropped it, because why wouldn't you just put it in the bin?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure she. And so Amy playfully said it.
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, don't break up with me. And so, you know, like some sort of
girly.
How many
candles did she buy?
She didn't buy any. But so she took it back off her. And then Amy's walking to pick up Bodie down the street, looks down, the fucking card.
Really? This girl fucking hates Amy, 100%.
This was like 50 meters from her work.
Really?
Yeah.
So the girl thinks she can get away if she just drops it out a bit further.
What are the chances of it falling out your pocket twice?
Have you ever had anything, I guess it's hard for you to talk about on the show, that you've tried to dispose of, that you like...
Dead body.
Dead body. Like, it's a fucking hard question to answer. I feel like if we had a national drive show, there might be... We've got to
take callers in a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, you know I'm big on littering.
As in catching people.
Oh, I'm big on doing it. I don't fucking do it.
The way that you just said it sounds like you do it.
I don't fucking do it.
You just said, I'm big on littering.
No. Oh, okay. I get you. Thank you. I hate fucking litterers.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
I hate people chucking ciggies out of cars. I hate people just chucking bottles and crap. We've talked about it a bit.
Yeah.
So in terms of discarding stuff, I just don't litter. I don't get rid of stuff.
But what about stuff like what Bree and I always need to get better at is fucking recycling.
Yeah. And do you know who's got me good at recycling?
Who?
My wife.
Why?
She's great at
it. She just does it.
She just
does
the
clean
order?
Out like the yogurt containers.
You don't need to, bro.
And she's like, what do you mean?
You don't need to fucking clean one baked bean out of a tin or yogurt out of the jar. Like,
are you sure? I'm sure I've seen like news.
Okay. If we're in the 21st century, 2018, and we're having to fucking clean out a little bit of scraps out of some containers because it means that it will then go into landfill if not, we've got a fucking problem. Trust me, look it up. I've had this discussion. You can see the passion.
Yeah, there's a lot of passion.
I looked it up at a dinner party because I wanted to be right. And sure enough, doesn't matter. They still, they're running through like water. And
I
then
thought the whole
you know
thing
what the excuse was?
Can I guess? Someone has to deal with that, right?
No, not even. Oh, but then they use more water to clean them.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're saying that it might be recycled water because the things are just getting recycled. Yeah. They're not getting used again by, you know, your next door neighbor. So, yeah, you don't have to. It is something like I've even, like getting on the, like you need a, your place here, fucking the bin situation. There's no bin situation.
Yeah.
This house is amazingly designed for everything but recycling and doing appropriate things with your garbage. There's no room in this
apartment. There's no store. That was the one. So Bree and I are moving out in like 2 weeks.
Mm.
And one of the reasons that we decided to move out rather than trying to fucking sublease or deal with any of that stuff is because there's fuck all storage. We have to, like, even the linen, I mean, my approach is I said to Brie, like, let's not have linen, but apparently you need like spare linen just in case. But the linen is just in a, up in our, like in my office, in my home office, fucking up in the cupboard.
Yeah, I mean, space. Amy's friend had a one bedroom when they had their kid and the kid was living in a drawer. No, they couldn't even fit. Like they made it really nice. It was like a deep drawer that they... A baby when they're young, they don't need any room. Yeah. So they made this really
nice
little bed and it was in a drawer.
That's really...
That's just dealing with what you've got.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, us saying the space is... It's an excuse is not to... I think you get into it.
Yeah.
Like a legit think it's a
I
thing.
I could definitely.
Once you do it, you're like, oh, fuck. All right, I take this down. I get, you know, like I put everything into a big garbage bag and then I pour it all out of the garbage bag, take the garbage bag back up. Yeah. So it's, that's just doing your bit.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to do their bit in some way, whatever that is.
I agree. I think it's a, it's definitely an area that I need to get better at. And the, I remember at the radio station I used to work at, We discovered that they had all these recycling bins that you put all your stuff in, but the building wasn't set up for it. So they would just put it into a massive garbage bin.
Dude, in Bondi, when I lived there, the good days, there was three different types of bins.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one like...
I'm excited about compost. I reckon...
Yeah, compost bins.
Like I want to get behind because I've started eating fruit.
Big move.
Yeah, it's...
Hi, I'm Josh. This is the Daily Talk Show. Yeah. I eat fruit.
No, it's a serious... I was even speaking with Haim about it. And let's announce it right now. We said it the other day. Yes. Hamish Blake, episode 100.
Fuck yeah.
We're pushing it June 4th.
I saw the text message. It's confirmed.
It's happening. It's going ahead. So that's exciting. But I was talking to Hamish about... him and I get into diets and stuff like that. He's been doing intermittent fasting and shit like that. And we're talking about and getting excited about fruit because, you know, with his kids, Sonny and Rudy, they will fucking eat, you know, a piece of fruit. Kids eat fruit. And that was his point, was it was like he rediscovered fruit when he would just see the kids like chomping on a fucking bit of fruit.
I like the thing that you said, fruit's not your problem. Yeah. If you're fat, fruit's not your issue.
It's so true. Like how many, like people who, and for so long, you think you got to watch how much fruit you're having, can't have too much sugar. Like the, fuck off. The Moro that I had yesterday, that was the problem.
Yeah, we ate, that was 40 bananas worth of calories.
Yeah. So I don't think that, don't think that's a problem. Would you ever consider... doing vegetarian, vegan, any of this?
I go through, like I try to minimize the amount of meat I have. At the moment we've been eating pumpkin soup at nights.
Oh, that's nice.
And I had it for, like, you know, to be honest, we're just trying to save money.
Yeah.
And put our dollars in the right place.
Not even save money, just not spend money.
Well, not, yes, but. Yes. Not spend money.
All actually, that fucking extra money that you're not spending. No.
But yeah, we have been. And so, I mean, I'm not like, you got to have fucking three meat and one veg.
Yeah.
Meat and three veg.
Yeah.
I'm not about the meat. Like, I don't need to have it. I enjoy it. I mean, I've thought, and I was thinking about us doing this. Be a cool podcast for us to go.
An episode or a whole new podcast?
I don't know. It could even be like a little boys' trip.
Okay.
Josh looked at me when I said boys' trip. I think you got to be excited because he's never been on one.
No, yeah, I'm very excited about it. But what I was going to say before is just a quick differentiating thing that I hate. We do a podcast. We have podcast episodes.
Okay. Just, and we eat fruit.
Yeah, and we eat fruit. No, but just like you... have a blog and you write blog posts. I fucking hate when people say, have you checked out my latest blog? Or I'm just writing a new blog. That's the whole thing versus an article within a newspaper. Do you know what I mean? So we shouldn't do a podcast on it. We should do a podcast episode is what you're saying.
Maybe this is spanning across two. Because I would like to...
You want to do a two-parter?
I'd like to go up... I have a mate who has a farm, thousands of acres, in a place called Mansfield, which is the bottom of... Yeah, so the bottom of the ski field.
Okay, great.
The closest ski.
Never gone skiing, by the way.
Fuck, we should then go onto the snow. And
annoying with timing going to Europe.
Yeah, yeah, true. Anyway, maybe in the, later in the year, yeah. I want to go hunting. And I wanna, No. I want to go hunting.
We're not fucking Joe. Are you trying to become Joe Rogan?
I have a thought around hunting. And I'm not talking about just fucking killing an animal. At all.
I'm talking about killing four in one day.
No, but if I'm going to eat meat from the supermarket, if you're going to roast a leg of lamb here at your house that tastes fucking unbelievable,
well,
and you're not willing to kill an animal that doesn't know it's about to be killed.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that even when I was cooking lamb the other day, Brie was helping me and she didn't like all the blood. She was like, oh, poor lamb. Like it was all too real.
So in my head, I think I could do it. And I almost just want to challenge that because it might ruin me. It might make me feel sick and sad. But if I'm willing to eat chicken after chicken and fish, if you think about it like that, there's not really much of an argument around. I'm talking about the people who eat meat.
Yeah.
Not for vegans that don't want any animal dying.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's a. I even noticed on City Road the other day. I was walking along and there were like big trucks with cows and I felt so sad for them.
Mate, I tell you what's even more sad. I'm just one-upping you on a story.
I'm about to one-up you.
Oh, awesome. Driving from Shepparton.
Unless you say the exact same thing. Can I tell you mine first?
Okay,
if it's the exact same thing. When I worked at the MFB, they had a video of a truck crash.
Oh, no.
With cattle in it. And so the MFB, they basically had to shoot on the side of the road all of the... And it was actually... I mean, the fireys are pretty dark because they see some fucked up shit, you know. Mm. And I remember Trevor, this old guy who was in the media department where I was working at the MFB, said, yeah, they've... Because I was editing this video, I was like, oh, you won't be able to put that up. Because basically we were doing videos for, they had like fire vision. So all the fire stations had TV station, but including the corporate office. And apparently they put to air one of the cows being shot.
Oh, no.
And the fireys would obviously be okay with that because they deal with some fucked up shit. But corporates in East Melbourne weren't happy when they've got a TV running. But anyway, so that was my story.
Well, driving back from Shepparton, which was where I did Breaky Radio, one day I was just like hooning along and I was like side by side with this truck. And I look over to my left and I just see this huge, ginormous pig in there just looking at me and he looks so sad.
Yeah, he would.
He's just like, you know, like how big
maybe
pigs
he
are.
Just had a big fun weekend and he was on his way home.
No, mate, he was on the way out. But no. I guess.
Do you know what's funny? He's on a podcast right now saying the exact same thing.
This poor bloke driving from Shepparton.
This poor pig. I saw him across. He's clearly doing breakfast radio.
No, but I think you got a bit triggered by me saying the hunting stuff. Did you you not?
I don't care. But I'm just like, I don't know if it's. There's an element of. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm fine with it. Am I fine with it? I don't know. I think that maybe it's the types of people that it attracts. Maybe. In saying that, Mark Zuckerberg 2 years ago, he would have goals every single year that he announces to the world. And a few years ago, he did one where it's like he will only eat meat that he kills.
Imagine if that was majority of people's mantra or whatever. They wouldn't be eating as much meat.
No, absolutely.
Because to actually be able to do it.
If I had to hunt and gather, I'd be dead. You know what I mean? If I only could hunt and gather and couldn't go to IGA, what would I eat? I'd be relying on you.
I know.
I'd be like, what, babe, can we have pumpkin soup again?
I'd like to go through the process. Maybe I'd be... totally regretting it all.
Yeah.
But maybe it would give you a new perspective on meat eating.
But what sort of animals are you going to eat? I don't want to be a picky bastard.
Deer.
Deer. Okay.
It's like, yeah, they're all wild.
And so you shoot them with a normal bullet, like a special
rifle.
Bullet. And then what sort of bullet? Okay, you wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't know. One that kills them.
Do you remember? I feel like every school or every sort of year level had a kid in school whose parents like had guns.
Yeah, it was always, it was a kid that his name was Ben. His dad had fucking 4 shotguns.
Yeah.
Here's a story for you.
Yeah.
We used to have a lot of parties at his house. And
the guns would have been all locked up in.
Yeah, but we used to get the guns out. No ammo. Fuck. The ammo was somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I've got a photo of me with a shotgun, just like fucking pissed off my head, just holding a shoddy. Nothing in it.
Yeah.
And anyway, one time he had this party and a bunch of these gatecrashers came.
How old would you have been?
16.
Yeah.
A bunch of these gatecrashers came.
Fuck, you would have scared the shit out of them.
No. We didn't pull the guns out.
Okay.
The bunch of gatecrashers came and that was the end of that. A few nights later.
I thought you were going to say that was the end of that. I was like, I feel like there's more to the story.
A few nights later, his dad's gun cabinet got robbed. They came in.
Really?
They blacked out a light with spray paint, and then they sawed a hole in the gun cabinet.
That's so full on.
And then stole 4 shotguns. Like some thousands. That's probably like 15, 20 Ks worth. No, probably 20 Ks worth of guns that are now on
fucking
the streets.
Hell.
So fucking bad.
Yeah. What sort of, that always scared me as a kid is like being robbed.
Mm.
Have you ever been in a house that's been robbed?
Touch wood, never. But, I mean, it's not the
you had the one in robbed. Bondi, though.
Oh, yeah. But there was a break and enter. They had a fucking key, the dodgy pricks.
Yeah.
And then nicked me laptop. But not like a break and enter. It's so full on.
Yeah. I would, I've got the security camera here in the home office. But I feel like it does give me a sense of security knowing that when I come home, I know that no one's been in because I'll get a push notification if they are.
So would 4 shotguns.
Yeah.
Far out.
That is pretty insane. Yeah. I mean, I think it's the security thing. Like I feel like I've shifted a lot over the years where I was a bit of a scaredy cat. Were you a scared kid, do you think? Did you get scared or not?
Not really. You were fucking sealing the perimeter off.
Yeah. I was always
in your
really
camo
scared.
Gear.
Yeah. Whereas, I think now, I think that even up until maybe 2 years ago in this place, like there was moments we'd have the door open at night during summer. We're upper level and I heard someone screaming on the top of their lungs outside and we're on like next to the Yarra River. I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I went out in my undies, didn't know. And I was like, it sounded like a dude that was drunk or something and off his face and like his girlfriend might be like, something's happened. He's screaming or whatever. And I love calling the cops and called the cops.
There was a house in St Kilda. In like a really nice part of St Kilda, it's almost like there's a part of the suburb that's like these old grand Victorian style houses. It's East St Kilda, anyway. Because I used to do landscaping with my old man, he used to do some work on this house, and he heard a story that
the way that you're talking now, reminds me of a kid, like being a kid, and I feel like this happened, this sort of shit. The way you're talking, where you're talking a bit quiet, it's a little bit dark in here. And you're like, my dad heard a story. Like, you know, it's going to be scary as fuck.
Well, no, it's actually not that scary. It's probably the wrong tone. So the woman gets home and hears this noise upstairs, walks up the stairs and finds a junkie who had taken a shit. And was jumping on the bed and throwing shit all around the room.
You wouldn't be scared if that happened?
I don't think scared is the right response. I'd be fucking more shocked. I think scared.
What would you do?
I would try. I would yell, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd probably close the door on them. If it's upstairs, I'd just fucking hold the door closed. Yeah. Call
if
the
they're
cops.
On fucking ice or yeah, something, yeah, that's the problem. They're just going to slam
the
through.
The scary bit is if you know that, if like a junkie, I'm more scared of fucking junkies pulling a needle on me.
Yeah.
Or like, you know.
Would they pull a needle? Is that really a common? Or they,
I don't know.
What would they stab you? What like with their drug? Well, or just being it's dirty?
AIDS, fucking HIV, the
what,
diseases.
They carry needles with AIDS?
I don't know. I don't know. I've seen it in movies.
I feel like it's hard. It's like, bro, like needing to find a friend that's got AIDS, getting a bit of it.
Well, he might. You never know what they've got.
Yeah, sure. It's almost like I get... the other day I saw it, it was a few months ago now, walked past a dog that just was a bit scary looking.
And a dog?
Dog. And that's a bit, oh geez, that's me phone calling. We should
wrap
it up.
That's the time. This episode has gone on a roller coaster.
A huge roller coaster. And that's the style of the Daily Talk Show.
It is.
Annoyingly, this is what happens when you have 5 different devices that are all connected.
Yeah, it's an iPad
going
off.
My iPad is going off to make a call, which is fucked up. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Please, you don't have to send us an email, but just leave us a review on iTunes through the podcast app, and follow along on our Instagram as well, instagram.com/The Daily Talk Show. Have a good one, everyone.
See you guys.